from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, joining us now on B. Mitchell Finley Show is our guy, Fred Smoot. Joining us on the BetQL guest line. Sports betting has come to Maryland. Don't place that first bet without checking with BetQL. BetQL analyzes every game to find you the most profitable betting opportunities. Get 3 free days of BetQL access by downloading the BetQL app or visiting BetQL.com. Smoot, what's up, brother? How you doing?
I'm good, brother. It's good to be back with y'all, too, after our conversation.
Well, it's just me. The other guy, you know, he got 25 vacation days every day.
I'm finna say the one thing, JP just, he flows like water, baby, wherever he wants to go.
All right, Smoot. They finally picked their team. What were your thoughts on the people that they chose? And did you see anything that was kind of surprising to you?
Well, I think the KJ Henry thing was surprising to all of us, considering that, you know, his arrow was pointing up and every opportunity he got in the game, he got in and make plays. But, you know, when they talk about positional flex, the one thing he was a true defensive end that didn't play a lot of special teams. And you get a guy like Jamin Davis, who also plays defensive end. If a linebacker gets hurt, he slides back to linebacker. Same thing with safety. We got a safety literally labeled as a linebacker. For safety to get hurt, he slides back. So I see what they're trying to do, and I see they're trying to do it their way. They understand, like they're not trying to collect athletes. They're not trying to collect good players. They're trying to collect the players they want, and I think that's good. I love the approach that they got.
All right, Hampton was he was drafted as a safety. He played safety throughout, and then I remember listening to the guys talk a little bit, and they construct their team based off of where they see they have the most talent. They have a lot of talent at the safety position, and some of those guys look like damn linebackers. You know, did that surprise you that they brought him on as a linebacker rather than being a safety?
No, not really, because they say position flex, and you look at the safety. Is it 9 safeties, 8 safeties that we're keeping? So that's different anyway, and that's why I said I wasn't shocked about the John Ridgeway trade when I seen all those D tackles, when we kept all those D tackles. I wouldn't be shocked if we had one more safety trade that they had, you know, looming around here because we kept so many of them. But they want versatility. They want guys that can line up in multiple spots. Think about a guy like Sanders Steele. Everybody talks about him like he's just a nickel player. First of all, he can play cornerback outside, inside. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be shocked if, you know, we get halfway through the year and he might be a starter because I think he's that good. I think he possesses everything they want. One, he's a leader. Two, he knows his position through and through. And three, he's a baller, B. Mitch, and that's what they want. And this is what I'm – like, I listen to sports talk radio all the time. And the one thing that I want everybody to get away from is a quick fix. Everybody think we could have just went shopping for whatever offensive lineman we wanted. Like it's 5-star Trent Williams is out here on free agency. It's not. You have to literally take your time when you build those teams, and you can't just go out there and spend your money just to make the fans happy.
Hey, they kept Sharon Steele, St. Juice, Forbes, Davis, and also Igbinoghene. All right, when you look at those corners right there, you satisfied with that? And you I want you to answer this question because everybody see the one play where Forbes gave up the touchdown in the game against, I think it was the Jets. Yeah. Everybody saw the one play where they had the touchdown on him in practice. But it was against the Miami Dolphins. But they did not see the 5 plays in a row where he's knocking balls down. Did you see him as an improvement this year?
Oh, most definitely. He's improved a lot, man. Good coaching does that. Bad coaching make bad players. It's simple. Just like bad parents make bad kids. Yep. So at the end of the day, this guy understands I need to get better in every position. And what you got to understand about this defensive backfield, and you got to understand about this defensive coach and Coach Wick, he likes guys that take the ball away. So if you got St. Juice on one side, St. Juice is a nullifier. He's not a guy that's known to get interceptions. So the guy opposite him, a la Emmanuel Forbes, has to be a guy that gets the ball back. Right, and that's what rotation they want. And then you got another guy in Sanders-Creel who can also get the ball back. So at the end of the day, the only corner be Mitch that ain't never got burnt for a touchdown is the corner that don't play. Right, it's a yeah. position. It's a position of failure. Right, it's like going to the bottom. I mean, going to the batting. And you understand that all I need to do to go to the All-Star game is hit, what, 3 out of 10?
Yep.
I think it's 3 or 4 out of 10. So it's a position of failure. And people need to understand it's just not grade A cover corners on the market. We don't get to hit the market like that all the time.
I think every time you go into training camp, there's always a great story. And from the moment this young man stepped on the football field, even in OTAs, you hear about his name. Then you start asking players about what guys showing up, ex-coaches. You hear the media talking. They kept saying Tyler Owens.
Mm-hmm.
How good could this kid be?
Well, first of all, B. Mitch, he blew the combine up. I think he was maybe an inch away from the long jump record. Mm. I think he jumped a 43-inch vertical. Ran a great – so he's a monster when it comes to athletics. The question with him is, how fast would he catch on with the pro play calling? Uh-huh. Well, it looked like he's doing damn good to me.
There you go.
So the thing about it is, and what he does on special teams, me and Logan was watching some special team clips, and he is just blowing stuff up. And he's making play after play, and he's making it routine. You know the one thing about the fastest way to make a team is through special teams and showing up each and every time the ball is kicked. And that's what he did. Then not only did he blow up special teams, when he got in at the safety position, this guy made plays.
Yes.
And he's another guy that you can slide down to safety, to big nickel, out to linebacker. He has that skill set. So he's a guy, get used to hearing Tyler Owens. Get used to hearing his name. Now the only thing I'm wishing for Tyler Owens is we get him out of that number 40. Because you know that's just terrible, B-Mitch.
Why you say 40 is terrible?
Hey, well, come on, B-Mitch.
Suppose he's making it to something great.
No, see, come think about it. You know, we as athletes, we look at each other, and the first thing we look at is what number is he wearing? Like, you know that's an athlete scene. So I want to see him in a 20 or something like that, or maybe a 10.
You got to do the history, though. Alvin Walton wore number 40, and no receiver wanted to go across the middle when Alvin Walton was sitting there.
Oh, I can believe it. And all props to Alvin Walker, baby. But that was 1980. This is 2020. Like, we need to just bring him back up to speed. And please don't y'all have no more freestyle battles up there. Please, no more freestyle battles. Y'all shamed us, all right?
Jeff shamed us. That wasn't y'all. It was Jeff.
It was Jeff. Jeff, you let a whole culture down. Thank you. Thank you for what you did.
Listen, so we have Fred Smoot joining us here on B. Richard Philly, 106.7 The Fan on the Beck Hill, our guest line. Fred, another kid that I watched last year as he began to get more time, he began to flourish. And this year, he's playing even better. Another one that could play safety, play nickel, probably could play corner, Quan Martin. What kind of jump has he had?
He had a great jump. Like, you know, one thing that I think we set Quan back last year, not saying he had a bad year or anything, I thought he had a good year, was we was asking him to play three different positions.
Yeah.
This year, they saying, you are a safety. All right? I want you to learn how to play safety in this position. I want you to learn how to communicate with the rest of the defense. I want you to learn how to set this defense up. I want you to learn how to understand where your blitz angle's at and where your tackle angle's at. And he's flourishing because they simplified it and said, no, you are a safety. I thought Quan had a great offseason. I thought he had a great preseason. And I think he's going to make plays. Quan is bigger and thicker than most people think he is and faster than most people think he is. So look for him to be a ball hawk. That's why they moved him back there. Like, if you notice where they moving people at, they making sure they got guys that know how to get the ball back. And we got to be patient and let these guys grow. These guys are all youngsters. Besides 10, most of these guys are very much youthful guys, and they have to learn. And that's what we got to learn. We got to learn patience, first of all. We got to learn learn how to sit back and watch these guys grow. They told y'all, we don't want to build this team through free agency. We want to build this team through the draft. And if we're going to build this team through drafts, that means some of these guys going to have to blossom, and we're going to have to wait for these guys to blossom. And Quan Martin, I look for him to have a big, big year.
Well, you mentioned him, Jeremy Chinn, a guy who looks like he should be playing outside linebacker or something like that instead of safety. But then when you talk to him, he's soft-spoken. His uncle, Steve Atwater, who would knock your block off at any moment. Yeah. How do you anticipate them using him? Because, you know, I can see – I'm looking at the kid, Javon Kearse, I think his name was, in Dallas. Plays close to the line of scrimmage and back sometimes. I can see him being used very much like that. Fred, appreciate you giving us some time, man. Thank you.
Man, anytime, man. Get Jeff out of there. You let us down.
All right, that's Fred Smoot, the Mouth of the South, joining us. If you want to follow Fred, go to X and follow him at FSmoot21 at Sean T. S-E-A-N-T.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.